上个礼拜我们看到健康教会的第六个记号。
Last week we saw the number six mark of the healthy church.
是一个合乎圣经的会员身份。
It's a biblical membership of the church.
这个意思说我向你委身，你向我委身。
So it means I commit to you and you commit to me.
我将参与在你的生命当中，你也将参与在我的生命当中。
I will participate in your life and you will also participate in mine.
然后第二个意思是我们彼此有责任。
The second meaning that we have a mutual responsibility.
你是我的责任，我是你的责任。
You are my responsibility and I am yours.
我们借着遵守这个会员誓约来彼此委身跟彼此尽责任。
We commit to each other and be responsible to each other by accepting the covenant of the members.
今天我们是应该本来应该看第七个记号。
Today we were supposed to look at number seventh mark.
第七个记号是教会里面应该有教会的纪律 discipline.
So the seventh mark means the church shall have a church discipline.
那么两个礼拜以后 Watson 牧师会跟大家讲这个记号。
So 2 weeks from now, Pastor Watson is going to preach on this mark.
我今天先我们一起先看第八个记号。
So we shall look at the number eighth mark first.
是对推动基督徒长进的关心。
So a concern for promoting Christian growth.
请注意这里那个很要紧的字。
There's a very important word in here.
是推动。
Promoting.
不只是你自己长进。
Not only you are growing.
你推动教会一起的长进。
You also promote the growth of the church.
换句话说，别人的长进不长进是你关心的。
So in another word, you should be concerned if other people are growing or not.
Mark Dever, 戴马克牧师讲了下面这个故事。
So Reverend Mark Dever said this.Story.
有一个17岁的男孩子，他叫做 Rob.
So there's a 17-year-old boy, Rob.
有一阵子他事情很不顺利。
At one time in his life, things are not going right for him.
如果你说他是既穷历尽的话，也许稍微戏剧化了一点。
But if you say that he's at the end of his rope, you may be dramatized a bit.
但 Rob 的日子的确过得 很困难。
But his life was indeed very difficult.
Rob 从来没有去过教会。
Rob has never been to the church.
但是他不反对教会。
He's not against the church.
他不是一位无神论者。
He's not an atheist.
只是他想不到相信神有什么好处。
But he cannot see what is the benefit of believing in God.
有一天他的朋友 Sean 邀请他去教会。
So one day his friend Sean invited him to the church.
Rob 说反正我那阵子心情很低沉呢。
So Rob thought, you know, I'm very low in my mood.
那也许去教会有帮助。
Maybe it will help me by going to the church.
所以他就去了。
So he went.
那天晚上他和 Sean 跟另外一个女孩子叫做 Sarah, 他们谈话谈了很久。
So that night he and Sean and Sarah, they talked for quite a while.
他们谈到半夜。
Almost midnight.
谈话刚开始的时候
When they began their conversation,
大家谈一些比较轻松的题目
They were talking some light topics.
但是慢慢的进入一个比较严肃的东西
And gradually they moved into more serious topics.
特别当 Sean 跟 Sarah 分享他们最近的遭遇的时候
Especially when Sean and Sarah shared what happened to them.
他们的分享触动的 Rob.
So what they're sharingthat kind of moved Rob.
Rob 很受感动。
Rob was deeply moved.
他不是大哭或整个人崩溃了。
But he didn't cry or just fell apart.
但是他却开始把他心里的话坦白地讲出来。
But he began to speak of his mind.
他从来没有向对人这么坦白过。
He had never been so open to people.
Rob 说
Rob said,
我觉得我的生命失去控制了。
I think I lost control in my life.
每件事情都变糟了 ,going wrong.
So everything is going wrong.
没有变糟的事情呢我也不在乎啊。
Those who didn't go wrong, I don't care.
Sean 跟 Sarah 开始告诉他。
So So Sean and Sarah told him.
他们用差不多五分钟的时间告诉他一件事情。
They used about 5 minutes and told Rob one thing.
告诉 Rob 说啊。
They told him.
他可以有一个美满的生命。
He could have a better life.
如果他是基督徒的话。
If he's a Christian.
他现在就可以一个白白的礼物啊。
He can have a free gift right now.
是神会赦免他过去一切的过错。
Because God can forgive all his past.Wrongdoing.
甚至当他死的时候，他还可以上天堂跟神在一起。
Even when he dies, he can go to heaven with, to be with God.
Rob 听了以后
，Rob heard it.
他说这是很长一段时间，人们给我最好的 offer， 最好的呈现。
So he says this is the best offer that has given to me for a long time.
同时他心里也很感激他这两位朋友。
He also appreciated his two friends.
他们听他讲话听了一个晚上。
He heard them speak for a whole night.
并且告诉他他可以有个好东西啊。
They told him he could have a good thing.
所以 Rob 就问他们说啊。
So Rob asked them.
我怎么可以签字呢？
How can I sign?
Sean 给他一本小册子。
So Sean gave him a little booklet.
在后面有一个那个粗体字的 一段话。
So in the back there is a bolded letters.
是一个祷告文。
It's the prayer.
像说，请你跟着我说。
So Sean said, please pray with me.
像说一句，说一句 ，Rob 说一句。
So Sean would say one sentence, and Rob would repeat.
Rob 是在说给神听。
Rob was actually talking to God.
Rob 是在向神祷告。
Rob was praying to God.
等讲完以后。
After they finished.
Sean 跟 Sarah 很兴奋地告诉 Rob.
So Sean and Sarah excitedly told Rob.
你是基督徒了。
You are a Christian.
只要你肯承认你的罪，神会赦免你。
As long as you can confess the sins, God will forgive you.
Rob 心里是知道他过去做的一些不好的事。
Rob knows he has done some wrongs in the past.
所以他也肯这样说。
So he also said,
就这么样事情了。
Things are taken care of now.
他们两个人告诉 Rob 说，
So they told him,
你现在得救了。
You are saved now.
从那以后多年来
Since then in many years
Rob 过一个蛮正诚实正直的生活
So Rob lived a honest righteous life
到 Rob 40岁的时候
When he was 40
有一些教会的人还认为他是教会的柱石啊 Pillar
So many people in the church think he is the pillar of the church
他所参加的教会
The church that he joined
讲道都是短短的
They have a very short sermon
但充满了好听的故事
But full of good stories
容易记的掌故
Easy to remember those anecdotes
以及动人的例证
So it's also very moving testimony
Rob 喜欢听
Rob likes to hear
特别是喜欢听的故事
And especially those stories
但是如果你私下紧逼 Rob 的话
But if you want to talk to him in private,
or corner him,
or corner him,
他会坦白地承认
he will admit,
他对圣经其实并不认识
he really doesn't know the Bible.
虽然他教主日学教了很多年
even though he has taught Sunday school many years,
他没有办法告诉你圣经里面大部分的书卷是在哪里
he could not tell where the majority of the books are in the Bible.
他也没有办法说为什么出埃及记是重要的
He cannot tell why it's so important about Exodus.
他也没有办法说启示录究竟是在说什么。
He cannot tell what is actually being said in the book of Revelation.
Rob 有他关于神的想法。
Rob has his own thoughts about God.
他也跟别人分享这些想法。
He also shared his thoughts.
但这些想法都不是从圣经来的。
But those thoughts are not from the Bible.
只是他听到的。
It's what he has heard.
或他自己想出来的。
Or what he thought of himself.
Rob 把福音想象成是神给人一个很 straightforward 的 offer 一个很反直的提供
So according to Rob the gospel is what God has given man a straightforward gift
如果我们肯坦白的或爽快的承认我们的罪
If we can honestly and completely confess our sins
就好像对神说啊
Just like to tell God,
哎，那个第二种罪我做过。
That second kind of sin I have committed.
第七种罪我也做过。
The seventh I did too.
那神就赦免你了。
Then God will confess you, forgive you.
他知道耶稣跟十字架是重要的。
He knows Jesus and Christ, cross is important.
但他不知道为什么是重要。
But don't know why they are important.
如果有一天 Rob 可以讲他心里的话真的讲出来的话，
If one day Rob can really say what is in his heart,
他会告诉人说，
He will tell people,
归主这件事情啊，
conversion,
就好像你要买一部新车的决定一样。
It's like when you are making decision to buy a new car.
或者你生命中做一些大的决定一样。
But when you make a big, major decisions in your life.
哦，是蛮要紧的决定。
It's very important.
你做时候心里有点怕怕的。
When you make the decision, you're kind of scared.
但是是你必须做的。
But it's something you have to do it.
他认为每一个人都应该做这个决定。
He think everyone should make that decision.
那当然是愈早愈好啊。
Of course, the better, the sooner the better.
因为你不知道明天或下礼拜会有什么事情发生
啊。Because you never know what's going to happen tomorrow or next week.
而 Rob 对传福音的想法是这样。
And as far as Rob is concerned, this is what he think about evangelism.
哦，那是牧师跟教会雇佣的人要去做的。
So that's what be done, should be done by pastor and those who are hired by the church.
他自己这几十年来做过两次啊。
He may have done it twice in the last some years.
就好像几年前。
Just like several years ago.
他们那位牧师要求大家出去敲门传福音。
So the pastor asked them to go knock on the doors and evangelize.
他也参加了。
He participated.
另外有一次呢。
Another time.
他去一个青年人的营地做监护人呢。
He went to be a guardian at a youth campsite.
在那一个礼拜当中，
In that week,
有一个青年的男孩子跟个青年女孩子来问他问题。
There was a young boy and a young girl came to ask him questions.
问他说怎么样相信耶稣？
Asked him how to believe in Jesus.
他也稍微解释了。
He also explained it.
事实上 ，Rob 从来没有真正的加入教会。
Actually, Rob never joined the church.
但大部分人可能都不晓得。
But most of you may not even know.
因为他总是有一段时间多参与，有一段时间少参与。
Because there are sometimes he will participate more, sometimes less.
有时候他会一年之内每个礼拜天都来。
Sometimes in the whole year he'll come every Sunday.
但其他时候。
And the other times.
一年来了几次
？He may like come a few times.
很少一个月全部来的。
In that rarely he'll come every week in a month.
其实他自己蛮喜欢这种安排。
Actually, he likes such arrangement.
因为他可以自己选什么时间来啊。
So he can choose when he wants to come.
他认为当他加入教会的时候
，He thinks when he joined the church.
教会就给他一个 blank check。给他一个完全选择的自由。
So the church would give him a blank check.
同时教会过去发现是一件事情 也让他不舒服啊。
And also the certain things happen in the church make him unhappy.
当他的女儿去参加青年团契青少年团契。
When his daughter went to the youth fellowship.
还有人教导他女儿一些他认为是发狂 crazy 的事情。
Someone taught some crazy things.To his daughter.
为什么这么说
？Why would he say that?
因为如果他让情形继续下去的话
，If he wants things to continue,
他的女儿一定会变成一个国外宣教士啊。
So his daughter may become a missionary go outside the country.
或其他更可怕的东西啊。
Or even worse things.
所以他禁止他女儿去参加。
So he prohibited his daughter to go.
他那时候也有一年不去教会。
At that time, he didn't go to church for a whole year.
但是他不担心。
But he's not worried.
为什么他不担心
？Why is he not worried?
因为他相信一次得救，永远得救。
Because he believes once you're saved forever.
他知道自己是一次得救。
He knows he's saved once.
因为他还记得他跟Sean有一起祷告。
Because still remember he prayed.Together with Sean.
所以他没有什么可担心的。
So he has nothing to worry about.
教会这么多年来
，In all these years in the church,
他们也经过好几个牧师。
They had many pastors.
有些牧师想要做的事情很烦恼他。
Some of the things the pastor wants to do troubles him.
就好像教会自己经费不够，还要奖一部分的钱去帮助外面的机构。
For example, the church doesn't have enough money, but they have to use money out.Help outside organizations.
或者牧师在教会里说，教会里面应该有领袖。
or when pastor says there should be leadership in the church.
或者说, 牧师说, 教会应该执行教会纪律,
or the pastor says there should be church discipline.
最后这一项, 他特别不, 很困扰他,
Except the last item that really troubled him.
教会纪律, 他听起来啊,
I'm sorry.
教会纪律, 他听起来,
as far as when he hears the church discipline,
他觉得这个是很怕人的, scary.
It's pretty scary.
并且是 judgmental, 是论断人的,
it's also judgmental.
并且好像不是一个基督徒应该做的,
or it shouldn't be a thing that Christians should do.
这是Rob的故事。
This is the story of Rob.
戴马克牧师问,
So Pastor Mark Dever asked,
如果我告诉你,
if I tell you,
Rob 没有像一个真正基督徒的增长，你会奇怪吗？
Would you be wondered if I tell you Rob didn't grow like true Christian?
更进一步,
further,
Rob 没有像基督徒增长这件事一点都不烦恼他，你会觉得奇怪吗？
The fact that he didn't grow like Christian didn't even trouble him. Do you feel that strange?
一个健康教会的记号,
for a health mark, healthy mark of a church.
便是会友们,
so the membership
对属灵的增长是很关心的,
should care about spiritual growth.
他不但关心自己啊,
not only care about himself,
还关心别人,
those concerned for others.
因为都是身体里面的一部分,
because you're all the members of the body.
今天我们从三方面来看这个题目,
so today we're going to look at this topic from three different aspects.
一个是基督徒成长的教导,
the teaching of a Christian growth,
第二个是它的重要,
the importance,
第三个是它反面,
or the opposite of it.
如果没有增长会怎么样?
What will happen if there's no growth?
我们看第一点,
I look at the first section.
基督徒成长的教导,
the teaching of Christian growth.
一个最基本的问题, 请问成长是圣经的教导吗?
The basic question, is growth teaching of the Bible?
请问渴慕成长是合乎圣经吗?
If the desire for growth, is that consistent with the Bible?
答案是的,
the answer is yes.
因为时间的缘故我们只能看一部分的圣经节,
because of time we can only see a part of those passages.
马太福音13章,
let's go to Matthew 13
31节到32节,
verses 31-32.
马太福音13章31到32,
Matthew 13 31-32,
我们一起来念,
let's read this together.
他又设个比喻对他们说，天国好像一粒芥菜种，有人拿去种在田里，这原是百种里最小的，等到长起来却比各样的菜都大， 且成了树，天上的飞鸟来宿在它的枝上。这个种子会长大,
this seed shall grow.
并且天上的飞鸟, 各种的飞鸟, 表示犹太人, 外邦人, 都会成为这个, 树里面的一部分。
And all the birds, which means the Gentiles and Jews, become a part of this tree.
来看使徒行传第六章,
let's go to Acts chapter 6,
第七节,
verse 7,
第六章第七节,
6-7.
神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒数目加增的甚多，也有许多祭司信从了真道。12章24节,
Chapter 12, 20, verse 24.
12章24节,
12-24.
神的道日渐兴旺，越发广传。 13章48到49节,
13-48-49,
13章48到49节,
Chapter 13-48-49.
外邦人听见这话就欢喜了，赞美神的道，凡预定得永生的人都信了。 于是主的道传遍了那一带地方。再看十九章二十节。
Chapter 19, verse 20.
十九章二十节。
19, verse 20.
主的道大大兴旺，而且得胜，就是这样。这边都提到人数的增加。
Here it mentions the increase in number.
但新约圣经更提到说数值的增加。
But the New Testament also mentions the quality of growth.
新约圣经里面对教会的教导 不只是更多人。
The teaching of the New Testament Bible is not only more people.
而是每一个人们自己在成长。
And also each one growing themselves.
那我们看几处的圣经节。
Let's look at several passages.
哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
十章十五节。
Chapter 10 verse 15.
后书十章十五节。
Second Corinthians 10:15.
我们不占别人所劳碌的分外夸口，但指望你们的信心增长的时候，所量解我们的界限，就可因着你们更加开展，提到信心的展现。
Here's about the growth of faith.
保罗说，如果你们信心增长，我们自然会扩大的。
So Paul says, if your faith grows, then we will enlarge ourselves.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
十三节到十六节。
Verse 13 to 16.
以弗所书四章十三节十六节，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职，按着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。再看一次圣经节，哥罗西书第一章。
Let's go to Colossians chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
和第十节。
And verse 10.
第一章九到十。
Chapter 1, verse 9 and 10.
因此我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐多知道神。这边保罗祷告说我们更认识神。
Here Paul prays that we get to know God more.
我们可以了解这个道理啊。
We can understand the meaning.
小时候我们不体贴父母的用心啊。
When we were young, we never appreciate our parents.
他的讲话我们不想听啊。
We don't want to listen to what they say.
因为我们不认识他。
Because we do not know them.
等到我们长大以后，
But now we are grown.
才知道他为什么这么说。
Now we can understand why our parents said that.
我们了解他用心良苦。
So we understand that they mean well for us.
再看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
First Thessalonians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第一节到第三节。
Verses 1 to 3.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
First Thessalonians, chapter, First Thessalonians.
对不起，第三章十一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
对不起，十一到十三。
11 to 13. Chapter 3, 11 to 13.
愿神我们的父和我们主耶稣一直引领我们到你们那里去，又愿主叫你们彼此相爱的心，并爱众人的心，都能增长充足，如同我们爱你们一样，好使你们当我们主耶稣同他众圣徒来的时候，在我们父神面前心里坚固，成为圣洁，无可指责。这边他要我们相爱。
Just tell us we need to love each other.
好像说相爱有个目标。
There's a purpose, aim in the.
或者爱心有个目的啊。
So there's a purpose, destination for the love.
这个目的其实就是心成为圣洁。
So the purpose to be holy.
当神来的时候，你就心里安稳了。
So when God comes, you will be comfortable.
最后一处。
The last.
彼得前书。
First Peter.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第一节到第二节
Verses 1 and 2
彼得前书第二章
First Peter chapter 2
这边告诉我们成长的两个步骤
Here gives us two steps in the growth
一个是除去
One is to get rid of
一个是爱慕
One is to desire
第一节说所以你们既除去一切的恶毒诡诈并假善嫉妒和一切毁谤的话就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样叫你们因此渐长以致得救要除去哪一些
What are we to put aside?
彼得提到五种罪
There are five sins that Peter mentioned
我们需要看一下
We need to look at it
第一个
The first
恶毒
Malice
恶毒就想要想要伤害某一个人。
If you want to hurt someone.
第二种。
The second.
诡诈。
Deceit.
这个字有其他的几种翻译。
There are several other translations.
一个说很狡猾。
Or is a
guile. 一个是不诚实。
Or dishonesty.
一个是虚谎。
Or is a falsehood.
另外一个是对一个人背叛或辩解。
Or is to desert a deceiver,
treachery.
A treachery.
Okay. 换句话，表面跟里面它是相反。
So in other words, they contradict themselves.
第三个是彼得所讲的。
So the third thing that Paul, Peter mentioned.
假善。
Hypocrisy.
也或是假冒为善。
Or just hypocrisy.
这个字本来希腊文是指说一个人一个演员戴一个面罩。
In the original Greek word, it means an actor who wears a mask.
他演出另外一个人来。
So he pretends to be another person.
所以是指属灵上的不诚实，或者是假装 pretense.
Or it's a pretense of dishonesty spiritual.
当一个人行动，他不是真正的。
So it means another one's action is not true.
或者他所讲的跟所相信的跟所行的不一样。
Or what he says contradicts what His behavior.
这个就叫假善。
So that's hypocrisy.
我们当中有不少父母，你的孩子是青年人、青少年。
So many of our parents, you have a youth.
我们要小心这一点。
We need to be careful with this.
如果你是假冒伪善
，If you are hypocritic,
你的儿女们会对你失去尊敬。
Your children shall lose respect for you.
你在家里不读经不祷告
If you do not Bible study, you do not pray.
不遵守神的话语
You do not obey God's word.
一到教会
When you come to church,
你是假装得很敬虔
You pretend to be very religious.
一有机会你就要分享神对你你对神的认识
Whenever there's opportunity, you will share how much you know about God.
你的儿女会看穿你
That your children can see through it.
或者你在家里批评某一个人
Or if you criticize other people at home
一到教会看到那个人
When you come to church you run up right into that person
啊，赶快跟他称兄道弟啊
So you be very friendly with him
你的儿女会看你不起
Your children will also understand you
因为你是个假冒伪善的
Because you are a hypocrite
第四个
The fourth
嫉妒
Is jealous Envy
这个字的意思是 resent 怨恨别人的繁荣
It resents other people's prosperity
或者别人的成功
Or other people's success
或者别人的运气好
Or they have good luck
你的心里面很不舒服
So you don't feel good in you
所以你对他有一个苦毒的心
So you have an evil heart towards him
第五个
The fifth
毁谤的话
Slander
在一个人的后面中伤他的品格
So you hurt somebody's reputation behind their back
在一个人的后面你破坏他的名誉
You destroy their reputation behind their back
彼得说这些话都这些罪都要去掉
His, Peter says we should put aside all of this.
他为了加强口气，还两次提到说一切一切。
Twice he emphasized the word all.
因为这些罪是长进的障碍。
Because these are hindrances for growth.
请问你有没有这些？
Let me ask, do you have this?
你如果不把它除掉，你没有办法长进。
You cannot grow unless you put aside this.
第二步是爱慕。
The second is longing for.
从爱慕那纯净的灵奶。
So it's like you desire the pure milk.
这个灵奶是指神的话语。
The pure milk means God's word.
它是属灵的食物。
It's a spiritual food.
然后纯净是说它没有被摆入，没有被冲淡过。
So the pure means the milk has never been diluted.
是百分之百的营养。
It's 100% nutritious.
他要我们爱慕神的话语的程度像婴孩爱慕奶一样。
So he wants us to desire the God's words as if a baby desires the milk.
他说如果这样的话你们因此渐长以致得救。
If you have this, then you shall grow in respect of salvation.
大家有没有看到这个长进跟得救是连在一起的。
So you can see growth and salvation are linked together.
是没有办法分开的。
You cannot separate the two.
一位得救人他不会满足现状。
If you were saved, you would not be happy with your current.
他不会认为他已经100分了。
You would not consider you have been perfect.
他渴慕长进。
He desires growth.
我们看第二大点。
The second point.
长进是不是真的重要？
Is that important for growth?
那我再用两处的经文来回答这个问题。
I shall answer this with two passages.
的确是重要。
It is indeed important.
第一处的经文。
The first passage.
那我们看哥林多前书第三章六到七节。
Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
六到第七节。
Verses 6-7.
哥林多前书 三章六到七节。
First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6-7.
这里说，我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长或使他生长。可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那叫他或者使他生长的神。这句话有一个 有很深的意思。
Here it has deep meaning.
是神使一个人生长。
Is God make a person grow?
如果一个人他说他是属神，他没有生长。
If someone says he is spiritual, belong to God, but he does not grow.
那他等于说神在他这个人身上没有什么能力。
In other words, telling God has no power in him.
而神的话靠不住。
He says we cannot depend on God's word.
神的话不值得相信。
God was not worth our belief.
但是反过来。
But the opposite.
当一个属神的人生长的时候。
When a spiritual man grows.
谁得到尊老？
Who gets the honor?
不是保罗，不是亚波罗。
Not Paul or Apollo.
不是你我在他旁边帮助他。
It's not you and I who help him on the side.
乃是神他自己。
It's God.
一个人属灵的生长是神的功劳。
So, a person's growth is the work of God.
要彰显他的能力。
God wants to demonstrate his power.
第二个原则，我们看彼得后书。
Second Peter.
第三章十八节。
Chapter 3 verse 18.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
说你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进，愿荣耀归给他，从今直到永远，阿们。彼得在写这本书信最后的祷告。
This is the prayer at the end when Peter wrote this epistle.
他要我们长进。
He wants us to grow.
并且在两件事情上长进。
And we need to grow in two things.
主耶稣基督的恩典和知识。
In the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus.
彼得说这种长进很要紧。
Peter says this is important to grow.
反面的。
Opposite.
你不会堕落。
So you shall not fall.
这是在十七节那里。
That's in verse 17.
亲爱的弟兄们，你们既然预先知道这事，就当防备，恐怕被恶人的错误诱惑，就从自己坚固的地步上堕坠落，不会受人家骗的。
So you shall not be deceived by others.
但是正面的。
And from a positive point.
十八节的后半边。
The second half of verse 18.
愿荣耀归给他。
So be glory to.
愿神的荣耀。
May God's glory.
基督徒的生长重要吗？
Is this important for the growth of Christians?
是重要。
It is.
因为你的长进是在证明神在你身上的能力。
Because your growth shall prove God's power in you.
你的长进同时让神得荣耀。
When your growth also glorify God.
有些人认为他自己可以是婴孩基督徒一辈子。
Some people think they can be just an infant Christian for all their life.
就好像说有人在相信耶稣的时候。
Just like when somebody says he believes in Jesus.
他认为他只要接受耶稣做救主就好了。
He thinks he can only receive Jesus to be the Savior.
需要接受耶稣做他生命的主。
But he doesn't have to accept Jesus to be the Lord of his life.
生长对这样的基督徒。
Growth to such Christians.
他认为不是一个必要的。
They don't think it's necessary.
而是一个随意的额外。
Or a kind of
optional
choices.
Okay. 它叫做 optional extra, 随意的额外。
So it's optional extra.
是给那些热心的人的。
It's for those who are enthusiastic.
如果你有这种想法。
But if you think so.
你需要小心呢。
You need to be careful.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为长进是生命的记号。
Because growth is a mark of life.
生长的树是活的。
A growing tree is life.
生长的花是活的。
So a growing flower is life.
生长的动物是活的。
So a growing animal is life.
生长的鱼是活的。
A growing fish is life.
从我们经验当中我们知道。
So we know through our experiences.
当每个东西停止生长的时候。
When anything that stops growing.
它是死的。
Then it's dead.
你的长进证明你是活的。
Your growth proves that you are alive.
不是死的。
Not dead.
过去美国历史上很出名的一位神学家。
There was a very famous theologian in the American history.
叫做 Jonathan Edwards, 爱德华斯。
His name is Jonathan Edwards.
他是17世纪麻州的一位牧师。
He is a pastor in Massachusetts in the 17th
century. 他写了一本很出名的书啊。
He has written a very famous book.
英文打在你们节目单上面。
It's printed in English on the program.
中文也许可以翻成《论宗教情操》。请给人念的 title 一下。
The English title is a treatise concerning religious affection.
他在书里面这么说。
In the book he says,
他说真正门徒的基督徒门徒的真正成长。
The evidence of a true Christian growth.
到头来不只是单纯的兴奋。
So it's not only the
mere excitement.
Linear excitement.
或者是更多的使用属灵的术语。
Or much more of a spiritual language.
或者对圣经的认识增加。
Or is increasing knowledge of the Bible.
他甚至不只是一个人在喜乐上在爱心上增加了。
It's not only when one increase the growth in love and joy.
也不是对教会更关心。
It's not because you become more concerned with the church.
他说甚至连对神的热心跟赞美的增加。
Even when you desire God and praises for God.
都不是绝对正确的证明。
Even that is not absolute proof.
那什么是一个基督徒长进真正的证明呢？
So what is the true proof of a Christian growth?
爱德华牧师说了下面这句话。
So, Pastor Edwards said the following.
在你们节目单上面。
It's printed on your program.
他说上面所提的这些可能是真正基督徒长进的证据，但唯一肯定的以及看得见的这种长进的记号，乃是一个越来越圣洁的生命，而这个生命是扎根在基督徒的舍己上。这句话值得你和我思考。
So we need to ponder on this.
值得你和我检查。
We need to examine ourselves.
我的长进是在圣洁上面吗？
Is my growth in holiness?
是在舍己上面吗？
Is in self-denial?
我知道一些牧师们，包括我在里面。
I know many pastors, including myself.
我们很容易堕落一种试探。
We can often fall into a temptation.
把教会的增长缩减成一些可以看得见可以记录下来的数字。
So we narrow the church growth into a number that can be measured.
聚会多少人？
How many people attend the worship?
受浸多少人？
How many people are baptized?
会员多少人？
How many membership?
奉献是多少？
How many offering?
但这些数目本身呢？
With those numbers,
没有办法真正达到圣经里面所说的增长。
Cannot reach the true growth as mentioned in the Bible.
我们看第三大点。
That's the third point.
长进的反面。
The opposite of Christian growth.
什么是反面？
What is the opposite?
就是没有增长。
This lack of growth.
你还记得在引言当中那位 Rob 吗？
Remember the story we talked in the introduction, Rob?
为什么 Rob 没有在他基督徒生命中长进呢？
Why Rob did not grow in his spiritual life?
戴马克牧师问这个问题。
So Mark Dever pastor asked that question.
他怎么问？
How did he ask?
会不会 Rob 根本不是一位基督徒呢？
Is it because Rob was not a true Christian?
你可能心里会讲说，哇，这个太严厉了。
He said, oh, this may be too serious.
你心里会说，也许 Rob 是一位，我听说保罗在圣经什么地方也说过是个属肉体的基督徒而已。
Oh, I think maybe I heard Paul say something in the Bible, there is a, what they call, the carnal Christian.
保罗有没有讲过这句话？
Has Paul said that?
有的。
Yes, he has.
我们看一下。
Let's look at it.
哥林多前书三章一节。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 1.
哥林多前书三章一节。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 1.
弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体，在基督里为婴孩。但谁是属肉体的基督徒？
So who is the carnal Christian?
是指这些基督徒，耶稣是他们的救主。
That means those Christians who believe Jesus is their savior.
但不是他们生命的王。
But not their king of lord of their life.
是指这些人吗？
Is that the point of those people?
如果指这些人，听起来有点奇怪。
If they say that, then it would be wondered.
因为在一边你说有不信主的人非基督徒，
On one side you say they're unbelievers, non-Christians.
在另外一边，
On the other side,
你说有悔改相信的人，耶稣是他们的救主跟生命的王。
You say on the other side there are people who are repenting, who believe Jesus is their Lord, their King.
所以你可能是在主张也许有个中间人士。
So maybe you think there is one right in the middleThe third party.
第三组人。
The third kind of people.
耶稣是在他们生命当中。
Jesus is in their life.
但耶稣没有在他们的王位上。
But Jesus did not reign in them.
耶稣不是他们的主人。
Jesus is not their master.
所以这些人你说是属肉体的基督徒。
So are those the carnal Christians?
你可能对这个圣经节会这么想。
If some people may think about this.
可是更合理的
But a more reasonable,
更正确的解释
more accurate,
是保罗在这边
Here Paul,
他借出指出这些自我承认是属肉体的基督徒，
He was pointing out those self-confessed Christians,
来让他们觉得很羞愧啊。
So to shame them,
保罗说他们是属世的，
Paul said they are
worldly,
the worldly,
或者是属肉体的，
or carnal.
保罗是故意用了一个我们中文叫的矛盾修辞法。
So Paul used the way it's called oxymoron.
什么是矛盾修辞法？
So what is oxymoron?
英文解释在你们节目单上面。
It's printed the explanation on your program.
矛盾修辞法是把两个不应该摆在一起的字，你把它连接在一起。
So oxymoron is to join in two words that do not belong together.
举几个例子。
Let me give some examples.
当你说那个人是聪明的傻瓜，
You say that person is a wise fool.
你是在引用矛盾修辞法。
So that is oxymoron.
聪明的傻瓜。
A wise fool.
这两个字不应该摆在一起的。
They shouldn't go together.
或者你说一个人是残酷的善良。
Or you say somebody who is a cruel kind.
Kindness, 这也是矛盾修辞法。
That's also oxymoron.
或者你说拥挤的孤独。
Or you can say that is
crowded
solitude.
这也是叫做矛盾修辞法。
That's also oxymoron.
保罗就这么说。
Paul says,
保罗说属肉体的基督徒啊，就好像火热的冰一样。
So when Paul says the carnal Christian is used to say there is
hot
ice,
是自相矛盾的。
So it's self-contradicting.
是没有意义的。
Has no meaning.
是不应该会这样的。
It shouldn't be that way.
保罗用这个字眼呢。
So Paul used this word.
是要告诉哥林多的这些人呢。
It's to tell those people in Corinth.
你不要自己要满足你现在的情形了。
Don't be satisfied with your current situation.
你的生活跟你宣称是不一致的。
So your life and what you proclaim.
你不能这样做。
You cannot do that.
你也不要再给自己找借口。
Don't find excuses for yourself.
拿我们中国人的话。
So use the Chinese saying.
船快要开了。
The boat is going to depart.
你不能脚踏两条船啊。
You cannot stand a step on two boats.
你不是上来这条船就上来另外一条船啊。
So you can either go on this one or go on the other one.
这是保罗在这边要讲的。
This is what Paul means.
很可惜有人呢。
But it's a pity there are people,
即使他们没有真正的悔改跟相信过，
even though they have never truly repented and believed,
因为他们错误地引用这一节经文，
because they falsely use those verses,
他们说服自己，
they persuade themselves,
说他们是真正得救的，
they say they are truly saved,
难怪这些基督徒的生命呢。
That's why the life of those Christians
是这样的乱七八糟的。
It's just in a chaos.
因为他们所属的教会在这个最基本的事情上是这样的混乱不清呢。
因为 only the spiritual church, their church is also very chaotic, very and confused.
那我们再想想看。
Let's think again.
基督徒是什么样的人？
What kind of Christian are? What kind of people are Christians?
他不是完全人。
He's not a perfect person.
他不是百分之百的人。
He's not 100%.
但他是个心里面寻求神的人。
But he's the one who searches for God in his heart.
他不是想要得到神一点点。
He's not just want to get a little.
啊，我可以过关了，我可以及格了。
So not enough just to pass.
他想要像大卫一样得到神的全部。
He is like David, wants to get God completely.
如果你是这样的基督徒，
If you are such Christian,
是因为神的恩典先临到你的身上。
Because God's grace fall upon you first.
先让你重生。
He made you regenerated.
让你这种生命。
Gave you new life.
你会去掉这些罪，
so you can put aside all the sins.
你会渴慕追求他，
you shall desire seeking him.
他会在你的心里面立志行事，
so he will make you commit yourself and to work.
那你的生命越来越圣洁，
so that your life will be holier.
越来越讨神的喜悦，
and it will be more pleasing to God.
这样的长进呢，
such growth
是真正属灵生命的标志。
is the true mark of a spiritual life.
也是会关心其他弟兄姐妹长进的记号。
It's also a mark that you are also concerned for other people's growth.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你让我们看到一个新的但是重要的记号。
You let us see a new and important mark.
多少时候我们读圣经的时候，我们从自己的思想去思想。
How many times we think our own ways in reading the Bible?
我们没有从你的角度来看。
We did not look at it from your point of view.
求主帮助我们去掉一切先入为主的错误观念。
May you help us put aside all those false ideas that came in.
求主帮助我们去掉我们从别人口中所听到的错误的观念。
Help us put away all those things we heard that are false from others.
给我们一个渴慕的心。
Give us a desiring mind.
让我们的生命是越来越圣洁。
So that our life shall be holier.
我们这样祷告，感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
很不容易，谢谢。